want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Podcast Pendulum.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch it, man. Watch it.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when balls are in my face.
That's gay?
Consider the possibility that God does not like you. He never wanted you.
In all probability, he hates you.
Badu, Rada.
Okay, then. That's it.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate. I'm doing a quickie right now from my laptop, so the sound quality probably isn't the best, but I felt we had to do a... Well, not we, me, because I'm in my house. I felt that I had to do a quickie just to let everyone know what's going on, because we haven't done a show for a couple weeks. And I thought you guys might like to know what's been happening. One big update. I am officially going to be one of the writers for Ace Rocket Man Comics, which is run by my friend Dave Wolgus. You probably remember Dave Wolgus as our comic man on the street. A few episodes ago, I have a new message from him, which is, like, very epic. It's, like, 9 minutes long and talks about so many different books out that it's fucking ridiculous how much he covers. I was surprised by how much he covered and how good, like, his reviews were of the books and stuff. So, I hope you enjoy that. I'm going to play that in a little bit. But I just want to let everyone know that I'm officially going to be writing my own comics. I've done it before, but I thought they were okay, but I didn't really draw very well. So, and I used to do them in school, not really a planned out script or anything. So, they're just kind of thrown together. But now officially, I'm gonna have an artist. I'm gonna be writing the scripts for him, and Dave's gonna be helping me with that soon because I'm adapting my short stories. First one's Break. Second one is Simon Says. Third one's Reminiscing Roger. And the newest one it's not even done yet. I have still to finish it. It's called Fastidious Phineas. So, I just want to let you guys know about that. And you can check out the Ace Rocket Man comic website at acerocketmancomics.blogspot.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. And now let me get to Dave's message and let you hear all the comic news that's been up while he hasn't, like, called us or anything. And here it is.
Hey, fellas, Dave Wolgus, your comic man on the street, here with three brand spanking new reviews. Well, first today, first of all, I want to preface this by saying it's good to be back at Podcast Pendulum permanently. I just got an email from Nate a couple weeks back saying they're going to start up again, and I was very excited about it, man. I know I left one of these for real messages last time, but I was on the quickie, so that was my return to the quickie. This is my return to the real Podcast Pendulum, man. And let's see, I got three fine books to review today. We have Ex Machina number 39, Wolverine number 69, Please Hold All Jokes and Laughter, Young Men, and Brave the Bold number 19. Let's kick it off with Ex Machina, the continued adventures of Mitchell 100 and the continuation of one of my favorite series of recent years. As you know, for issues when reading the series, it's called The Adventures of Mitchell 100, a vigilante turned mayor of New York City. And the series takes place between as mayor of New York City after 9/11 up to 2005. And right now, the story is in its final phase. In 2004, at the Republican National Convention in New York City, before the election between John Kerry, who can always, and George W. Bush. But during this, we have a rogue vigilante named... Oh, I'm so sorry, let me check my book. What's her name? Danger. And if it's not Danger, I will tell you what it is later. Oh, you know what? Here's Trouble. Yeah, I know. And Trouble has been demanding to see Mitchell 100 because Mitchell 100 saved her from a attack a couple years back on the city, and she's always been in debt to him and wants him to return to being the great machine. It's a good wrap-up to the story. And at the end, we return to see Kremlin, Mitchell's old Russian buddy who built all his technology, saying that Mitchell's going to have to be a hero because he's going to make him be a hero. The series is on its final 10 issues, leading up to its huge climax, which I couldn't be anything but excited for. Brian K. Vaughan writing as powerful as usual, as is his work in Why the Last Man, and now he's one of the executive producers and head writers on Lost. But, I mean, Tony Harris's artwork is breathtaking. Please, go pick this up if anything in the last year, or go pick up the first trade. It's $10. Nate picked it up, and he told me he liked it. But moving on to another book, it's Wolverine number 69, part 4 of the Old Man Logan story. And this story is basically like the Clint Eastwood movie Unbreakable, where he's just a badass who just wants to be left alone now. He has kids and a wife, but it's not that easy. Logan's having a hard time paying his rent to the Hulk gang, who control his part. Well, let me preface this a little bit. Something happened. The villains won, and now America's divvied up into four areas. Hulkland belongs to the Hulk gang, the Kingdom of the Kingpin, Doom's Lair, and the President's Quarter, going from the west part of the map to the east part of the map. And Wolverine was in Hulkland, and he had to pay his rent to the Hulk kids, but he didn't have the money. So his old buddy Hawkeye tells him to come on a cross-country trip to drop off some stuff and get money so he can keep on living his happy little life. But as they've gone across the country, they've seen the country is in total, absolute, you know, decline and demoralized. It's run by villains, for Christ's sake. And this issue is a fantastic continuation where we get a little more details about the story and a little more insight into what happened to Wolverine to make him a pacifist, because that's the one plot of the story. He's now a pacifist. He doesn't want anything to do with trouble. So Hawkeye, who's now blind, ironically enough, is in charge of all the action. But we can see Logan has these little Scrubs-esque dream sequences where he murders people, but he quickly takes them back. But at the end of the issue, Hawkeye and him are drinking in a bar, and someone's about to make a joke about them hugging, and Logan tackles him on the ground, and he says, "Go ahead, bub, just try to make a joke." And Hawkeye yells at him, and they go outside, and Hawkeye asks, "What happened, man? What did they do to you?" And Logan just looks off into the sun and turns around and says, "Sit down, and I'll tell you." So we're going to figure out what happened to ruin the Marvel superheroes, and what happened to ruin Old Man Logan. The Fantastic lead, Mark Miller, and Stephen King of the team of Civil War, which is very, very polarizing a story. I like most of it except for the end. And this is fantastic. Stephen Niven is pulling out all the stops for this. His artwork is amazing. He's like, you know, in 20 years, we'll think of him as we think of Neil Adams and George Perez and John Byrne now. And Mark Miller is just writing the hell out of this thing. It's like Marvel candy. Like, Marvel would love this thing, man. My final review is Brave and the Bold number 19 by a new mainstream writer named David Hine, and an artist that may be familiar to you guys, Doug Braithwaite, who penciled the series Justice with Alex Ross, but Alex painted over Doug's artwork. And this story, I mean, I saw nothing coming into this. I read Brave and the Bold when Mark Waid and George Perez did it, because, hey, it's Mark Waid and George Perez. But I was interested in this David Hine guy. I like some of his indie work and some of his manga. So I figured I'd check this out. And it's a team-up between Green Lantern. I love Green Lantern. And a character who's always been very weird to me, the Phantom Stranger. He's always annoyed to piss on me. But in this, he's a total badass, man. The story starts off in the mental hospital, where the Phantom Stranger brings Green Lantern to, and they learn that there's a conspiracy going on inside the mental hospital. There's a drug that was supposed to, like, kill children in the womb to prevent, like, hardcore abortions and shit, which is pretty cool. However, it just induced crazy side effects, some superpowered side effects, made people born without eyes, and all sorts of crazy stuff. And, but there's this one girl who's, like, her mind has totally been expanded, and, like, she's writing all this stuff, like, she never knew how to write before, and she was severely mentally retarded, and she's just writing books and books of stuff now, man. And scary enough, she wrote The Green Lantern's Oath in Brightest Day and Blackest Night. No evil shall escape my sight, but those who worship evils might be aware of my power. Green Lantern's right in big, bold, black letters on her wall, and she wrote books and books of alien code that translate into evil will be purged, evil will be purged. And that leads Green Lantern and Phantom Stranger on a cross-universe adventure to figure out what is going on here with all this crazy stuff. I'm giving a very loose, not terribly good review. I'm a little rusty, guys. I have to apologize. But David Hine just wrote the hell out of this. right now, the Green Lantern book has been the best it's ever been with Jeff Johns writing it. Dave Hines was one hell of a Hal Jordan. He makes you like Phantom Stranger. Go figure, man. I've always been fond of Phantom Stranger. Now he's a badass. And the artwork by Doug Braithwaite is just breathtaking. It's great to see him without Alex. I mean, I love Alex Ross. I love Alex Ross. But man, Doug Braithwaite knocked it out of the park. It's part one of a story called Sin's Path, and please jump on. And, you know, it's a four-part arc. It's the only thing David Hine and Doug Braithwaite will be doing on the title because heavyweight writer J. Michael Straczynski and all-star artist Jesus Saves will be taking over the title with issue 23, I believe. But please check it out, man. I really want David Hine to get more work at DC. And Doug Braithwaite currently penciling a Secret Invasion Thor miniseries with one of my other favorite writers, Max Fraction, over at Marvel. But movie news, man, I haven't heard anything. There's a major movement on the Captain America project, though. They have a director who's like been a part of every great action movie ever, did storyboards on Ark of the Covenant, worked extensively on Star Wars A New Hope, worked on Jurassic Park, has worked very close with Steven Spielberg and George Lucas over the years. A guy named Joe Johnston. And he is directing Captain America, and man, with all his, you know, with his bibliography of great action movies, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a period piece that takes place in World War II, and I am psyched. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. And other than that, man, I haven't heard much. I've seen some stills from the Dragon Ball Z production. I'm still very meh on that, but I mean, hopefully they get good. But hey, guys, have a great show, and I'll call back in next week. Woo! Good to be back. Later.
Thanks for your message, Dave. Always appreciate it. We always want to keep up on our comic news. And in case you didn't like catch some of the titles, because the quality is not very good on the messages, but the first book he talked about was Ex Machina 39. Go pick that up. Wolverine 69, Part 4, Old Man Logan, which sounded pretty fucking cool. I have to go pick that up myself. And the last book he talked about was The Brave and the Bold, with Green Lantern and the Phantom Stranger. These all sound like awesome books, so go pick them up right now. Well, not right now, you're listening to a podcast. Well, if you listen to them on your iPod, then you can go pick them up right now, but otherwise, wait till after the quickie. But yeah, he talked about movies at the end too, so that was pretty good comprehensive message. Thanks, Dave. Right now, well, if you want to call the show and leave a message like that, well, not specifically like that, if you want to leave a message, the hotline number is 1-206-350-3336. Call, leave a message, we don't care what it is, we'll play it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, head over to acerocketmancomics.blogspot.com. Head over to thrivependulum.com. Pick up some Thrive. No one cares. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening to the Quickie. See ya.